Hey everybody, Fishman Corbin here, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, it is On the Road with Dane, and on the line with this is one of the hottest stars in country music. You know him from his number one hits, A Little More Country Than That, and Roll With It. And he is touring the world. He is on the road right now in America, and it was just here in Chicago. He'll be heading to Las Vegas coming up for the ACM Awards. One and only Eastern Corbin, welcome to the show.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. Now, on the show, we talk about, you know, getting out there, seeing the world. You have definitely done that as far as the United States traveling. A Little More Country Than That, those are the roots, but you have seen this great land. Talk a little bit about the tour.
Well, you know, we've had a great time out there so far. Last year, we were with Carrie Underwood out there on the Storyteller Tour, playing 15, 20,000 people a night, which is a great opportunity and great experience. We're doing our own thing right now. We're promoting a brand new single called A Girl Like You. And we're working on a brand new record that's coming off of, and hopefully we should have that complete by the fall.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting times. It's good. Before we went on the air, you said if the least that you have to do as far as work wise is promote some of the great music projects that you're doing, that's pretty good. But as you travel and you go to some of the places you visit, you know, big cities like Chicago, and of course doing so many things around the country and cities, are there some cities that have stood out on your road trips that you really enjoyed or made an impact on you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of great cities around the country and, you know, through all the states out there. And, you know, a lot of times it's just about getting out there and you know, different places have different, I guess, characteristics, you'd say.
Talk about the new song. You've had a lot of success, a lot of early on success. I don't know that you'd want to have it any other way with those number one hits. And now you've taken a little bit of time, reworked it, and you're excited about the new song. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you know, this new song is a song that I first heard it. I was like, man, you know, it's a little different. And when I heard it, I was like, you know, I think I can take this song and make it my own. And I think we've done that. And it's about, you know, staying current, but also keeping your roots about you. And I think we've done that.
Well, for the ACM, you've won those awards and been successful within that event. But what is it like to be able to perform in and around that event with your peers and have all of those other leaders in the music industry with you on that night?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, you know, to get out there and hang out with your fellow artists out there that you don't normally get to hang out with.
Now, here's some of the concerts, too. And on this show, we also feature some of the personalities of music and also motorsports, too. And you've performed live at NASCAR events, and you've been a part of that. Talk a little bit about kind of your feelings and experiences in the racing community as you performed.
Well, we've done a few races, and, you know, great fans out there. You know, the country music fans or the country music world and the race fans are, you know, kind of go hand in hand, you know. That lifestyle.
And then we also wanted to touch base in so many interviews that we do. People, once you get to be successful, whether it's a famous chef, an athlete, an entertainer in your field, it's nice to give back. And I've done work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. My brother-in-law is one of those wish granters. And so over the years, he has been out there either at NASCAR races, at concerts, sporting events, kind of taking those kids along as they get those once-in-a-lifetime experiences at a time when they're facing those challenges. I know that you have worked closely with them on this. So talk about your connection to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, man. You know, I think for me, and you know, I think generally in life, and especially country music, it's about giving back, especially when you've been blessed with a lot, and I think it's about blessing other people. And for me, I've been very fortunate and lucky to be able to work with Kretschmar and work with Make-A-Wish and help grant those wishes to, you know, children with life-threatening illnesses and, you know, putting a smile on their face. That's what it's all about.
So what was your first car? Like, as you now you're touring the country, you probably have a nice luxury motor coach. I would hope so, at least. But in the past, maybe, you know, you toured some of these concerts in your car, and maybe growing up, what was the first car that you ever had, Easton?
First car? Well, I had a Toyota truck. That's the first vehicle I ever had.
So the career, not only as you're giving back to so many fans with so much music that they're enjoying it, but you are getting that opportunity to see America as well. Continued success. Enjoy the events. Enjoy performing at the ACM. Enjoy all the concerts around the country. I know the fans will enjoy that. And thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it.